Chapter 5. A Dinner Party. Will the Cottons ask us to Scotney Hall? Topaz thinks that they will. She agrees that I was right to tell Rose about what I heard. Topaz talked to her about it more this morning.
Just be a bit quiet and do lots of listening, she said. And don't challenge them.
I'm still sitting on the mound, looking down at the castle.
Oh, I've just seen the Cottons' car. They are coming here.
Do I watch and wait again? Oh, of course not. I'm going down.
The Cottons visited us with their mother, who has just arrived from America. Rose thinks that she's beautiful, but I don't agree. To me, she's handsome, with thick grey and black hair. She talks a lot, and very intelligently. She even challenged Father about Jacob wrestling. I could see that Father was enjoying talking to her too. But Topaz wasn't happy.
Maybe he'll think that I'm more interesting if I talk that much, Topaz said to me later.
Then the Cottons invited us to dinner. Topaz made Rose a beautiful pink dress, but I had to wear my old white one. The Cottons' driver came, and the four of us were driven to Scotney Hall. We walked up some steps, and the front door was opened for us by the butler. I've never seen a butler before. We left our coats in the hall and went into a huge sitting room where the Cottons were standing by the fire with some other people. Mrs. Cotton was talking, but she went quiet when we came in. Everyone was looking at Topaz and Rose. Then we all started shaking hands. We were introduced to Mr. and Mrs. Fox Cotton from London, English cousins of the Cottons. Aubrey Fox Cotton is a well-known architect. He makes plans for new buildings. He's middle-aged, with a grey face and thin hair. His wife, Lida, is a photographer. The dinner table was filled with candles. I was next to Neil, and Rose was sitting between the vicar and Mr. Fox Cotton. I noticed Neil watching her.
Do you like Rose's dress? I asked.
Not very much, he replied, smiling. But she knows that she looks pretty in it, doesn't she?
Then he started telling me about his father's ranch in America. Father was listening to Mrs. Cotton and laughing. Aubrey Fox Cotton was talking to Topaz. I saw Simon looking at Rose. She looked back at him and smiled prettily before quickly turning away. She's learning, I thought. The food was wonderful and the wine was excellent. We had a lovely dessert, and Topaz put her arm through mine as everyone went into the long hall.
Could you hear your father talking to Mrs. Cotton? She said to me quietly. Is he really interested in what she says?
I think that he is, I replied. The hall had three fireplaces and was full of pictures and interesting things.
How is your dinner? I asked Rose as we walked to the fireplace at the end. It was boring. I don't like Mr. Fox Cotton, she replied. What did you and Neil talk about?
His father's ranch in America.
What? With cows and things? She said. Is he going back there?
No, it was sold when their father died, I replied. He'd like to buy a ranch, but he hasn't got enough money.
But aren't they very rich? She asked.
Neil isn't, because he's the youngest, and I'm sure that this place takes all Simon's money.
Come on, we should go and talk to the others.
As we reached the group, leader Fox Cotton came in. She's small, with straight hair that looks a bit oily. She has a thin, silly voice, and I decided that night that I didn't like her. Someone put on some music, and the dancing began.
I can't dance, so I went up the stairs to watch.
Rose danced with Simon, and Topaz danced with Mr. Fox Cotton. Then I went cold with surprise.
There were two faces in the black glass of the window. The next moment, they were gone.
Did you see that, Simon? Said Aubrey Fox Cotton. Two of the villagers were looking in again.
Simon went to the door and opened it. I ran straight down the stairs to him.
It's Thomas and Stephen, I said. They've come here on their bikes. Please don't be angry. They just want to know what's happening.
Simon walked out and called,
Thomas! Stephen! Where are you? Come in and talk to us.
Thomas came in laughing, while Stephen stood at the door with a red face.
Come in, boys, said Neil. Come to the kitchen, and we'll find some food for you.
And the three of them disappeared.
Who's that tall boy with the golden hair?
Leader Fox Cotton said to me.
I must take a photograph of him.
After I explained, she immediately went after them. When they all came back, Stephen had a card in one hand and a huge ham in the other.
You just have to give that address to the taxi driver in London,
Leader Fox Cotton said to him.
You can come on a Sunday. I'll pay you £5 for 2 or 3 hours.
You don't have to model for her if you don't want to, Stephen, I said, feeling strangely jealous.
I'll think about it, he replied, and he and Thomas went home.
After that, the dancing continued until Topaz decided that it was time to leave. Simon and Neil went out to the car with us.
We'll be in London with our mother for the next 2 weeks, so we'll come to see you when we're back, Simon said.
Then we left, and that was the end of the party.